Hello to all you people on the go and multitaskers everywhere. This is Homeschool Mom Movie Maven, and this review is on Smallfoot. Smallfoot is a clean, genuinely funny, very kid-friendly movie about the sequence of events which results when a village of Yetis is revealed to a Smallfoot, better known to us as a human, who should go. Anybody can go, but be advised at 96 minutes, it is about 20 minutes too long for the attention span of your average pre-kindergartner. Here's my long take. Fides et Ratio was an encyclical written by St. Pope John Paul II in 1998. Translated, the title means Faith and Reason. In it, then Pope, now St. Pope John Paul II, explains that faith without reason leads to superstition, and reason without faith leads to nihilism and relativism. Smallfoot, surprisingly, tackles the former of these heady, complex, philosophical musings. While I do not normally like to lead with a lot of spoilers when analyzing for a movie whose demographic is young children, as a parent myself, I would have wanted full disclosure before bringing my small foot, so I offer the same to you readers. But be advised, here be spoilers. Smallfoot is a children's tale that begins with a colony of Yetis who live high up on a mountain, cut off visually from the rest of the world by a constant ring of clouds. Our protagonist, Mego, is a good-natured, happy-go-lucky Yeti, who's voiced by Channing Tatum. His personality almost exactly parallels that of Chris Pratt's eternally optimistic Emmett from the Lego Movie. You almost expect Mego to burst out with "Everything is awesome" as he strolls through the Yeti village. And no, I won't break into song here. This is not meant as a criticism. It is actually quite cute as he observes the seemingly pointless Rube Goldberg occupations to which everyone is assigned, but which activities are explained later. The songs are, by the way, quite catchy, and one in particular sung by the female protagonist, who also is Mego's love interest, named Michi, voiced by Zendaya from The Greatest Showman, called Wonderful Life, features some very thoughtful lyrics. They go, and again I won't sing, "Take a look around and see the world we think we know. Then look closer. There's more to life than meets the eye, a beauty to behold. It's all much bigger than we know." She sings this as she shows things to Mego he never noticed before, like a small butterfly crystallized in a frozen stalactite, and the details in a snowflake. The beautiful imagery for a lovely idea, that the more we see, the more we realize the grandeur in God's creation. Their belief system, literally written in stone, is a seemingly, again, random collection of unquestioned statements, including the command that if you feel the urge to question one of the stones, you should push it down and not think about it. The stones describe strange and mythical beasts which must be fed or cooled or tended to in other odd ways. One stone commands an absolute dismissal of the possibility that there could be anything below the cloud line. The stones are worn like scale armor by whoever the tribal leader is, called the Stone Keeper. In this case, it is voiced by Ronnie Rashid Lin, also known as the rapper Common. Mego, the son of Gorgle, who is the official gong ringer, played by Danny DeVito, is one of the biggest stone-trusting advocates in the village until one day, Mego, by chance, observes a plane crash and the ejection of a Smallfoot from this flying metal object. Problem is, the existence of Smallfoot is absolutely denied by one of the earliest and most important stones. No one will believe Mego as the evidence is quickly blown off the mountain. Meanwhile, back down at the bottom of the mountain, Percy, voiced by James Corden, who did the voice for Peter Rabbit and was a guest companion in a couple of Matt Smith's Doctor Who's, is the host of an animal show which is on the decline. The ejected pilot happens upon Percy, the host, with his story of sighting a Yeti. And before Percy, desperate for ratings, can take advantage of this knowledge, Mego appears, looking for the pilot and proof of his Smallfoot story. Their first contact is cute and clever and takes full advantage of their mutual inability to immediately communicate. Tatum and Corden do a wonderful job of voicing the life into their respective characters, and the writers do an excellent job with the miscommunications which arise from their inability to understand each other. The writing team was led by Carrie Kirkpatrick, who was the writer of such really good children's stories as Over the Hedge and Chicken Run. The movie is occasionally laugh-out-loud funny, and it's completely clean. No bad language, and a rarity, totally innuendo-free. As the plot progresses, it is revealed that the Stonekeeper is wearing a set of lies, deliberately created to protect the village because of previous lethal encounters with humans generations ago. The stone's commands all begin to form a pattern. If Smallfoot does not exist, then there's no reason to go look for them. The Ring of Clouds is manufactured for camouflage by the steam-generating machine deep within the mountain, which the ice ball production at the village does, and turning gears on the surface facilitates. Remember, all those activities that went unexplained before are now explained. The other stones, which describe a sky snail and mammoths under the clouds, which are cooled by the ice balls, all were made up and commanded to be accepted without question to protect the villagers from leaving and revealing their village. If the general tenant premise of this sounds familiar, it's because it is. The City of Wakanda in Black Panther, Monstropolis in Monsters, Inc., and even the town of Covington in M. Night Shyamalan's unfortunate movie, The Village, all pivoted on the premise that their home needed to be hidden from the outside. And all three, including the Yeti village, were founded on a lie which has to be expurgated before the inhabitants can progress. But despite the similarities, Smallfoot is not really a derivative of any of them and stands on its own. If I make the movie sound like it is heavily philosophical, it is not. The movie plays out like any normal child-friendly film with lots of slapstick, goofy-looking characters, Bugs Bunny-level pratfalls, bright colors, and non-lethal force. For examples, an angry mama bear appears to be attacking, but when translated is just loudly chiding Migo for disturbing her family from their hibernation when it took her weeks to get her cubs to sleep. In another, a crashing helicopter's propellers are caught in trees, spinning the body of the copter, and the pilot emerges unscathed but incredibly dizzy. But it is the thoughtful story and clever characters that put Smallfoot above the general mishmash of kid movies which usually populate the screen. Inevitably, the Yeti's faith without reason in the commands on the stones, about which St. Pope John Paul II cautioned, breeds a mindless superstition requiring blind faith, and when challenged by truth, falls apart. It is only when reason and faith come together, when truth is combined with some earned trust between Migo and Percy, that a peaceful diplomatic solution is possible. I liked Smallfoot. It has all the charm of a harmless, silly kid movie, adds sly but innocent humor for the adults, and has an intelligent underlying theme. The characters are well fleshed out for the cast of an elementary school-level movie. Plus, the songs are catchy and cute without being heavy-handed and are sparingly used. And best of all, it did not go for the stupid, almost ubiquitous female empowerment message with which we are regularly bludgeoned and which has ruined entire franchises. I'd sneeze the word Star Wars if I was standing right in front of you to make the point, but I'm not, so you'll just have to imagine that. My only real complaint is that it was a bit too long, by about 20 minutes, for the primary school demographic to which the producers were aiming. My 2-year-old grandson loved it and was mesmerized until the last bit and wanted to walk around while watching the denouement. At 96 minutes, it really should have gone through one more trimming. Aside from that very small criticism, Smallfoot is a delightful film with a bit more meat on its bones than you might expect or is carried on your average kid movie. It will entertain even the littlest kids but still provide mom and dad with something worthwhile to mull over with even the oldest. Arguably, one of the best kid movies of 2018. And remember, if you're listening in your car or on an iPhone, you can get the full original review, including pictures and links, at www.homeschoolmommoviemaven, that's Maven spelled MAVIN.com. And don't forget to subscribe at the bottom of the page. And take it from a homeschool mom, education doesn't always have to come from a book. Sometimes it can come from a really cute kid movie.